Well, hey, everyone, welcome to the Gundam Explained Show. I'm your host, Adam Blue. Joining me, as always, is Steven of Midnight Hatter. Steven, good to see you. But hey. Also today, we got a special guest, Hadouken.
Hey, how's it going, everybody?
Yeah, Hadouken, another Gundam YouTuber, Pokemon and then Gundam, but we'll talk about that. But no, I came across your page. I really enjoyed the presence because I'm always looking to improve how I do my stuff. So having the similar content in your presence, I was like, oh, this is, you know, fun to talk. And the coolest thing about getting into Gundam and finding others is then going through that journey of asking how they got into it. What was their first kit? What, you know, so we're going to get to that here shortly. So, yeah, if you guys check the link in the description for Dugan's page, you can check that out there. And yeah, so we'll get into a little bit of that first. Yeah, we're going to talk about Hadouken a bit. Then we're going to get into some news. There's been some Gunpla reveal that actually looks pretty cool.
Just one or two.
Yeah. And I think it's pretty cool stuff. And then, yeah, I think it's really just about that. Yeah, because I think we're going to have a full show. But hey, here's something we ask Hadouken. I'll go first, but I usually say, hey, what's something Gundam we got into or adjacent? It could be anime or another hobby. You know, what's some stuff you got into this weekend? As you guys think of that, a couple things. I finished Gundam X After War, and amazing. I'm going to do another video about it. I put a video up about, like, some interesting themes throughout it that I find are similar to UC. I'll do another one where it's kind of like kind of explaining what the story is, because just to kind of get an idea. Sometimes when it's 40 episodes, it's like, well, what am I getting into? You know, so
but such an underrated series. Like, yeah. It's just underappreciated, I should say.
Yeah. You never hear people talk about it.
Yeah.
Have you seen it
yet? That's one I haven't seen. My Gundam anime side, I'm still really, really amateur on that front. I've only seen some UC stuff. Can't wait to ask,
about that stuff, because it's not right now, by the way.
Oh, really?
Then I got the Robot Spirits Double X and the Robot Spirits G Falcon. These things are awesome. They combine. It's like the coolest thing when it comes to Japanese robots. Cool. Yeah. So I'll get into that a little later. And here's something that's funny. Tamashii Bandai SH Figure Arts, they came out with like these smoke effect parts.
Ooh, very cool.
You know, and it's just plastic, you know, and you see some of these with the Robot Spirits, and these are made for like the SH Figure Arts, like the 6-inch. But I was like, you know what, I want to grab some of this for, and it was like an Amazon, I want to say $20-something, maybe, or 30. There's a bunch of little pieces. Steven, anything?
Well, aside from, you know, trying and failing to make that turn-based Gundam game last night on stream, which I did manage to fix. All it took was installing the 2022 version of Unity, and boom, literally everything that we were doing last night that went wrong is fixed. So now we have basically a prototype of a video game ready to go. But on top of that, and this is, I guess, is a little sneak preview. Well, you know, the folks over on my Discord know about it. At least the patrons do. But the entry grade GM conversion kit, we 3D printed some test parts this week, and they came together pretty nicely. So come March, you guys are going to get to enjoy a little 3D printable entry grade GM, which you might think it's like, oh, you just 3D print a head and boom, there you go. But it's actually, there's a lot more to it. So I'm excited to share that with you guys.
That's cool. Yeah, I like that, because like, I would love to be in a position where I could quickly pump out a bunch of GMs. I mean, I have, I think, like four of those older ones, you know, from 2005 or whatever it was.
Yeah.
And, you know, some of the newer ones. But yeah, it's like with my Star Wars Vintage Collection Stormtroopers, I have like 20 of them. I love
that. You got to have army builders, man.
I know.
And the entry grade Gundam is just astonishingly poseable. Like,
yeah,
it's a good kit, man.
It is. Yeah.
I like a lot of the entry grade lines. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Okay. Cool. Yeah. So yeah, what Gundam related stuff have you got into this week?
So actually, right now I just finished building up the real grade new Gundam.
Nice.
Crazy nice kit. I love that so much. That's what I was been working on, And then recently picked up my first SD kit. I've never done one of those before. So yeah. Interested to see how those go. I've read some mixed things, but ready to see if those are.
Now, which SD line is it? Is it like the Cross Silhouette, the BB Senshi, or is it like the Master Grade SD?
SDW Heroes.
Okay.
I don't know. I saw this when I was at Hobby Lobby literally earlier today. I was like, I've never seen this before, so let's pick it up and I'll
be open minded.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like I've gone through this, and you could look back in my videos. Always open minded in the first place to get into Gundam, but always a little closed minded because I was always just UC, not SD. Slowly that has changed. Like getting that Master Grade SD Strike Freedom. That's like everything I don't want.
Really?
yeah but it was fun. I enjoyed it. Yeah, seeing it in person, seeing a model kit in person sometimes.
Yeah, some of them don't translate over the same as they do, you know.
Yeah,
on pictures video. Yeah, in person.
Dude, the Origin Zakus, like the Origin Zaku 2s, when you look at the promotional photos, they look so goofy and dumb. But then, like, when you actually hold it and you realize that the proportions are not like this tiny head, and I mean it, that's probably like the definitive Zaku 2 model.
Mm-hmm.
I say that about everything, though. Like, yeah, I'm gonna say like, oh, the real grade Zaku 2, definitive Zaku 2. Like,
that's another one I've got picked up and ready to build. Actually, is the Zaku 2 real grade. Yeah.
Okay. Oh man, be very delicate when you're assembling those the legs,
the pipes. Oh, yeah. Yeah, the pipe. Yeah, I've seen some horror stories with that, so I'm taking my precautions there for sure.
Yeah, man, super glue's your friend.
yeah. Well, yeah. Okay. So then, before we move on to the next thing, real quick, if you guys haven't checked it, I have that video up of the strike, the Chugoken Mighty Strike Freedom. That thing is amazing. It's one of the coolest things. But I can't believe I had to do the stand repair. And in that video, I made the comment where I feel like some of those stands that are out there are just too flimsy, and you shouldn't be putting your Gunpla on these stands. You know, it's not like I have accidents every day, but there's the one or two or three or four or five or six or seven or more times that they've fallen in, you know. And then
look, you've got a four-legged accident walking around there. Yeah. That's going to cause you problems all day.
Yes, exactly. So, okay. Yeah. So let's move on. So Hadouken, yeah, cool finding your channel. So does that, did you just then like build your first Gunpla? Was it the Barbados like last summer or something like that?
Yeah, my first kit ever was the high grade Barbados Lupus, not the Rex. And that, it was like, I know people call it like plastic crack. That's really what it was for me. I did my first kit and I was like, oh, I want like 20 of these things.
How did you come across wanting to build it?
So it was, you know, dog days of summer. I was in between some big JRPGs I was playing at the time, and I was like, man, I don't really want to jump into another game. I kind of want to do something else. And yeah, I was with my wife at Hobby Lobby of all places. And I was like, I've never really gone down this aisle, you know, seeing all the model kits and everything. And I was like, I think I know what these are, but I've never, you know, picked one up. But I was like, they had like 40% off or something. And I was like, we'll pick one up. It's like $10. Sure. And I got it, and I used a pair of pliers to cut them out of the runners. So yeah, not I've advanced since then, so don't worry. But
that's cool.
Yeah, but it was, even with all the nubs and everything, I was like, wow, this is cool. I used to build Legos a lot as a kid, so it's just kind of like the natural progression. But it was, even though I had never seen any of the anime, I just got the kit. I was like, this is cool. This is fun. And I wanted to build a lot, and I've built a lot since. And here we are.
Yeah. And did you know about Gundam?
Very little. Like, obviously I'd seen, you know, like the RX-78-2, like the head, and, you know, I've heard obviously about it, but no, I knew pretty much nothing about it other than giant robots. Right.
Yeah. That's how I was too. Cause my first one was a real grade unicorn. And it was like insane. Yeah. And after that, I was like, okay, I need to get the one, you know, with the with the V fin, you know, that looks normal. Cause it's like, I knew that was the, yeah. So, and then did you go and watch one of the shows after you built it?
Yeah. So actually same realization as you, my next kit were one of my very, very soon after was the RX-78-2 3.0 Master Grade, and I built that while watching the OG 79 series.
Wow.
And so that was, I had a great time watching the show, not a great time building the kit, but you guys are probably familiar with that one, no?
It's definitely a bit of a learning curve, right? Going from like a high grade to then, you know, probably one of the more complicated master grades that has ever come out, right?
Yeah, it was, I was like, I'll build a couple of these small ones, then we'll get to this one, surely I'll be good. And then,
Even now,
I think I would still struggle with some of those tiny arm, like you have to like hang pieces on each other and then squeeze them together for them to work. It's a pain. I wouldn't recommend it.
Yeah, it's funny how there's some kits that are just perfect build. It was easy. And then there's some, there's just little parts of it that are just like, and then sometimes that same kit might be perfectly fine for someone because it's just a matter of the plastic just having to be off or something. And yeah. Yep. Okay. So that's pretty cool that you watched 79 first.
Mm-hmm. You did it the right way. That's
yeah.
It's,
I honestly, made a video just last week that was like, hey, how to get into Gundam. You like, watch it. Like,
yeah. I think that should be the natural starting point. I don't know if it's sacrilege or not to, I watched the dub, but it was like redubbed in the early 2000s or something. And it holds up really well. And I think it's a really great jumping on point to kind of get familiar with everything. So I've since watched Zeta, Double Zeta, which that's, you know, that's its own thing.
Yeah.
Char's Counterattack, and now I'm watching Unicorn. So enjoying it.
Dude, yeah. So if you watch Double Zeta, I think that makes Unicorn a lot, you can appreciate more because there's little callbacks in that. Yeah. And that's the thing. Like, yeah, Double Zeta, the beginning of it, really, and the fact that there's not a dub, but yeah, the beginning of it makes it a little tough to get through. It's just the back half is really good and the ending is awesome. So that's cool that you went through the main UC. Any outside of Universal Century?
Yeah, I've watched Witch from Mercury, which really loved that one. I watched the first season of IBO. I still haven't got caught up on the second season, but I was mixed on that one. Okay. And then my favorite, I think by far, is either the 00 or I would slip my mind, the eight MS team.
Oh, eight MS team.
Okay. Yeah. And I also watched Wing, but that's a whole, that's a whole other thing.
That's the thing for me. I never watched Wing, so watching it now, it's like to me, I was like, what is this? But there's this sort of like schlockiness to it that like I kind of have this nostalgia for how like anime it is.
Yeah. But dude, if you just fast forward through all the Relina scenes, it's perfect.
And then
just
get to everything.
Anime.
Yeah, I mentioned that it's like the suits are great, the soundtrack is great, everything else about the show is great except the show itself.
Yeah.
Oh man.
About 00. Oh wait, did you guys lose me for a second?
Yeah, sorry, I think I
just a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, hold on one second.
Coming in good now though. Yeah, okay. 00. The 00 was.
But 00 was your. Yeah,
I think that's got to be like tops because I know the eight MS team is kind of an OVA, right? And so as far as like actual just series, I think 00 kind of takes the cake. Something about the world that they're in. I love all the suit designs too, and it's just I don't know. It just doesn't feel like any of the other shows, really. If that makes sense, it's kind of got its own vibe.
I agree. I think that it of all of the shows, 00 is one of the ones that that definitely goes its own way, like between that and say something like G Gundam, where it's like a complete departure from what you typically would see in a UC Gundam. You know, like Seed is really just like kind of reinventing the UC for modern audiences. Even Wing, to a certain extent, is basically just inverting the classic formula, where instead of the Earth being the good guys and the Spacenoids being the bad guys, you're just flipping it around and saying like, oh, you know, the Spacenoids are the good guys, which Zeta did it better, right? So
exactly.
But and no, so did you get around to watching the 00 movie as well?
So I haven't because is that on anything? From what I was looking at the time, I didn't remember seeing it on anything.
To my knowledge, no. I don't think so. To be honest with you, I didn't even make it through 00 the series. Like that's one of the big contentions between Adam and I is that I am one of the lone 00 what you call it?
Hater.
Haters. But no, I've been told that I need to give it another chance. So hearing somebody, you know, as enthusiastic about it and as you is definitely turning my head a little bit.
What kind of, if you don't mind me asking, what kind of threw you off of it?
Initially I only got through like the first two episodes, and it was a lot of the speech between, you know, Celestial Being and the villains. Man, I don't even remember what they're called, but I was like, this aspect of like political philosophy is just not jiving with me the same way as like, say, even something as campy as like Trey's Kushranada and his whole thing, like, because obviously he gets very poli-sci on everybody.
Yeah,
can you hear us?
Yeah,
good.
Yeah, you guys can hear me.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Sorry. I tried to keep us going. Are we still alive?
I was listening the whole time. I was like, this is excellent. No, my mic disappeared from the thing. And
Now
weird. Appeared.
Oh, my gosh.
You know?
But great job, guys. Great job. Yeah. Okay. So other than, 08 MS team. Okay. Did you happen to see the Hathaway movie yet?
So I started it, but then I realized that came after Unicorn. So I was hold off on that. Watch it.
Okay, cool. So you're going in order. Okay.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I think that's good. Yeah.
I won't go too far on all that. Okay. So the other question is, you built your first kit and then you were talking about the other one. And then would you say you would buy at least one a week?
For the first month, one a week might be a little, might be underselling it a little bit.
Okay. I just wanted to see, I would say the same. It was almost maybe one day, and then maybe after a day or two of being startled of how amazing this was, like maybe a couple.
Yeah.
And then a couple more. And then like, well, I'll just and then it's like every weekend, okay, let's go.
Then all of a sudden I've got a room full of them. It's like, how did this happen? Yeah.
That's funny. You know what? It's funny. I don't know if I've said this before. There was a time after I got into it where I had this like flash before my eyes of like a shelf full of the Gundams. And I'm like, is that really going to happen? And sure enough, it did.
Yeah. I'll look through like my photos while I'm like posting stuff. I'm like, man, was it really that long ago I got that kit? That's just a couple months ago. Now I've got like 20 I've built since then. That's crazy.
Okay. Then what's, out of all that you've built, what's one that stands out?
As far as master grades, it's might be a little bit of a recency bias, but I love my master grade strike. I think it's the 2.0. I think it came out like 2016 from Seed.
You know, I'm not familiar with those, but I'm.
It's or maybe it's the Freedom. Maybe I'm getting my names wrong here.
Adam is very helpful, because like when he did that breakdown video of all the strikes, I was like, oh, that's nice, because
it's funny. I just did the video for that reason, because I felt bad that I would always talk with people and say like, oh, one of the strikes, or I think it's the strike.
I mean that with the 00s and the Exias.
Honestly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because the Exia, Razor, the 00 rate. Yeah. It's
that's.
Oh, go ahead.
No.
I was going to say, so what's your favorite part of like the process would be, you know, is it the building? Is it customizing, playing with them? Because like, honestly, I have desk Gunpla that are like the dedicated play Gunpla.
I think it's got to be like a mix between the build, if it's a good kit, like with the real grade new gun, and that was a blast to build, because the inner frame was all awesome, and then just seeing everything snap together perfectly. So if it's a good kit, the build, and then if it's not a good kit, it's just about the posing. Whenever like I'm doing like a showing it off on like a short or something, it's so fun to see like, okay, can I move these pieces this way, can I get this kind of stand? And then like my master grade Zagok, my favorite pose is like he's upside down, almost looks like he's break dancing. Like that was, I was like, getting that with that kit was some of my favorite stuff to do with it, just seeing what they can pull off.
That's cool. So then that brings up another question, because, and there's no judging here. Like when I first started building too, I didn't realize the nuances of what you can do to like fully refine your process. Like even right now, when it comes to nub removal, I am nowhere near as good as I probably should be with that. And yeah, sure. I don't have it where they stick out, but I'm also not really sanding as much as I should.
Right.
Let me ask you, are you doing any panel line?
Yeah. So I'll usually, if I'm just going, you know, base on a kit, I'll do panel line. I'll try my best to get rid of nubs. And then I try not to use the color correction stickers if I can help it. I'll paint those on myself. And then if I'm doing anything else, like what I want to do with the new Gundam is we're going to paint it in Char's colors, some kind of Sazabi-esque colors. And so then I'll just go full crazy with that. And like I've got a somewhere over there, I can maybe grab it later, but I've got the Origin Edition of the RX-70-2. My wife wanted me to have a pink Gundam, so I did a nice little pink version of it. So,
okay.
No. And how do you use like an airbrush, rattle cans, hand paint? That's, you know, I think that's like, there are people that say that there's only one way to do a kit, like it has to be airbrushed. And I think, you know, I don't think, just like there's no one right way to build a Gundam, there's no one right way to paint it either. So
Gundam is freedom, right?
Yeah, the painting has been interesting, because at first I wasn't painting at all, and then I started hand painting, but I was very judgmental about how it looked every time, you know? And so then I was like, okay, I'm going to airbrush. And I think I went way too much into the airbrushing, where I was overdoing it, where I didn't need to do it for every little thing. Right. And then it's like this balance. It's like, I'm trying to look for perfection, but you're not going to get it. You know, it's more of where it takes you, you know? And I feel like lately when I've been hand painting, I feel like if I don't really worry about it and I just try to have fun with it, it tends to just look good, you know, just out of that.
Exactly. Yeah. I've got a Destiny, a high grade Destiny Gundam. That was my first one I ever painted, and I didn't like do any priming, thinning, anything. So it didn't turn out the best, but I was like, okay, well, this is a starting point. So as long as we're making a little progression with every new one, it'll surely get better eventually. So I think we're in a good spot.
Have you watched any of Seed?
Yes, I watched Seed, and then season two is a Seed Destiny. Yeah. I fell off very hard, like two episodes into Seed Destiny. I don't know why, but something about the animation quality seemed different, and that usually doesn't bother me. But I really liked the way Seed looked, and then and maybe with the characters they were introducing. I don't know.
Did you watch the HD remaster, or did you watch the original Seed?
The HD remaster, I think, because
that might be, I can see how that would be like kind of whiplash, because you're going from like the newer version of Seed to like an old Seed Destiny. Yeah. So there's probably
and it's funny, because Steven and I aren't really into Seed too much, but I really like Destiny, because to me, and so you might want to watch it more if you get the chance, because to me it's almost like Zeta.
Really?
Zeta Gundam, because it starts doing these things where it's doing these like callbacks and putting these characters into positions that were a little different than before. Okay. And then you have the multi-faction thing going on, you know, with like the AU Titans and all that. Okay. And so, I enjoyed Freedom, but it's a funny thing that I joke about sometimes. I can't stand the character animations in the Seed franchise. I can't take it seriously. It's like the suits look great, the music looks great, but any sort of serious exposition that occurs just with the way they're drawn, I just can't take it seriously.
It's that early 2000s anime style.
And it seemed to start going that way in the 90s, like the mid 90s. Like I started noticing that. I mean, even with 08 the MS Team, I'm not too crazy about, you know. Hey, I don't want to hate on anime, because it's funny how, like, really, and I really only got into anime after getting into Gundam, and I've seen where there's, but so I didn't, so I grew up not really getting used to some of that.
I gotcha.
Well, what are some other things that you would watch other than anime? Like maybe some other IPs you're interested in?
Yeah. So, I mean, other than anime, I don't watch a whole lot, but you know, I've seen like the staples, you know, like Breaking Bad, Sopranos, all the high end stuff. And then in terms of anime, you know, I've got my Attack on Titan I love. I'm going to sound very basic, I guess, but a lot of the shows I really watched were a lot of the, oh, these are the top 10 shows you need to watch, you know, like Death
Note, Dragon Ball Z.
Dragon Ball, yeah, exactly. So I guess it was a lot of that. I guess a little bit of a sleeper pick, Psycho Pass. I really like that anime. Yeah.
Never heard of it. I guess I was going to ask, is there anything, even if it's not anime, that you think is like an awesome show or movie or something that not a lot of people talk about?
I don't know if it's definitely not a sleeper, but one of my favorite movies I've watched in the past couple of years, two of them, I guess, I really liked Nightcrawler with Jake Gyllenhaal. Really like that one. And then I really like The Menu. I know that's I don't think that's a sleeper at all. I think that's very popular.
I hadn't seen that, but I know what movie you're talking about. I need to see.
My wife and I just watched that one too.
Did you like it?
It's pretty good. I like it. I think Anya Taylor-Joy is just, you know, she's like this generation's Jennifer Lawrence. She's just overexposed.
Oh, okay. Yeah, one of those things. Yeah.
That's fair.
Okay. Here's another thing, video games. Mm-hmm. So, a video game, something you've been into your whole life?
That was my big thing. That's, as you mentioned briefly earlier,
the RPGs that you were in between.
Yeah. So, that and Pokemon is where I got my start. That's all the way back when I was a kid. I started with, you know, Red, Blue, and Yellow on my cousin's Game Boy. And then from there, played all those. But yeah, my JRPGs I was playing, I had just finished Persona 3 Reload, and then I was getting ready to, or I was kind of in the midst of Octopath Traveler 2, which I was enjoying, but maybe it's just because I also played all the Final Fantasies the previous year, so maybe I was just a little burnt out on them.
Wow.
Also really love the Metal Gear franchise, cool. And I guess there's a little bit of tie over with that and Gundam, so I mean, it kind of makes sense, so.
Yeah,
I've been trying to get Adam on Metal Gear for... Mm-hmm. For years,
I've always started the games, but could never really get into them because I'm huge into gaming, mm-hmm. but narrative-driven games are not my thing. Even though there's good gameplay in those games, it's just navigating it. Like right now, I'm playing Avowed. I don't know if you know that.
Yeah, Obsidian. I love all the Obsidian games too. So, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, see, what's funny is you'd hate this. I skip out all dialogue.
Oh no.
I do. And even right now, like, I'm just pressing A at the top answer because the top answer is the best one to get the next quest.
Sure, yeah.
But I'm playing, but the reason I'm playing it though is because the combat is really good.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the setup I love to where I hold the left trigger and it opens up a menu of like four different spells I could cast when I press the face buttons. And then the right trigger is my sword. So I'm like casting spells and then like smashing people, and it's
very Skyrim-esque.
Way better than Skyrim. Like, okay. I was not a fan of Skyrim. This game, it's almost like this game is more focused on its combat than it is being an RPG. Even though the RPG elements are there, it's just you can fast travel anytime, anywhere. The upgrade system, it's really just one set of clothes that you upgrade. Whereas the other things you put on just have little buffs for you. But like, it's interesting because it's a streamlined experience, but it's all about the combat system for me.
Because it was supposed to be like an MMO or something beforehand, right?
Right. Originally, it was supposed to be a multiplayer game. Mm-hmm. And then sometime in development, they switched. Yeah, that's true. Any other games you're playing right now that are not JRPG?
I dabble into some Marvel Rivals whenever I get some time. Cool. Cloak and Dagger main. Do enjoy getting some of that in. Nice. I used to be big into Overwatch, and then Overwatch.
I was going to say, speaking of hero shooters, were you into Gun Evo when that was?
No, that was like, I think like right before I got into Gundam, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a very narrow window if you wanted to play it. Like, it was a year long experiment of Gundam hero shooting.
From what I heard, it did not go good.
Exactly. You didn't miss much. I hate to say it, but it was like not the thing. If you're into Gundam, that didn't do anything for Gundam, you know.
I've actually got a whole list of like the old PS2 Gundam games that I'm going to go through and try to do like some streams on eventually.
Yeah,
because I heard that like Zionic Front and like Journey to Jaburo, I think, yep, are some really good ones. So
yeah, there are so many good ones, and I'm even figuring out new ones all the time. Just a few weeks ago, I was streaming one called UC Climax or something, and it was just, it's fun to play these different ones just to see what is the combat system, mm-hmm, like how different is the controls in the 3D space, you know. Do you remember if you played any Gundam games before you got into Gundam?
I definitely don't think I did, because I was looking, and I think the only one I could have potentially played is one on the DS, if I'm not mistaken. There was like a subpar 00 game on the DS
that I
might be mistaken, but I think I might have played that again from my cousin. Very influential in my gaming career, apparently. So, but
that's
cool. But other than that, I don't think so, because I grew up in a Nintendo household, so we didn't have like PlayStation or Xbox for the longest time.
Platform do you primarily play on?
Now it's a mix of like PC and PS5, just kind of. Yeah. Wherever the game comes out, like obviously, you know, when GTA 6 comes out, that'll be on the PS5. And then if there's like some indies or something I want to play, I'll probably be on the PC. Vampire Survivors, that's one I have been playing a lot of. I enjoy that one a lot.
Yeah, I played too much of that. They have the Castlevania deal. Mm-hmm. Oh, I loved it. Yeah. I beat the entire thing except for the, like, the extra hidden unlockables. Like, yeah. I was just like, I've done enough. I did it where I unlocked all the music, pretty much.
Yeah, it's so fun just to, like, okay, I got, like, 30 minutes, just chillax and kill some zombies and vampires,
great. And how often, so are you playing, like, different games, like, every few months?
It's kind of slowed down these past few months since I've gotten into Gunpla, realistically. I'll try to sneak in a little bit here and there. I've got some buddies from work. We'll do some Helldivers occasionally as well.
Oh, that's cool.
I don't want to be one of those guys like, oh, gaming is dead or whatever, but I just haven't really found anything lately that's kind of really like hooked me yet. And I know that there's some, I think I need to try it out. I'm gonna wait for that one to come to PC Game Pass.
It's out on PC Game Pass.
That's well, all right, I'll be back, guys. I gotta go do that.
It came out on the 18th.
Oh, okay. Well, I might be trying up that one then.
But you know what? I will say that you do bring up a good point. I think there's this thing for gamers like us where there's not that many newer experiences anymore. They're usually just unique takes on what's familiar to us. So it's hard for there to be a magic, but it might be easiest to find a pastime, you know, a coziness, but not necessarily a unique experience. I've been trying, you know, VR lately, and I've actually been super impressed with VR lately.
Has it gotten quite a bit better? I remember trying the PSVR 1, and that was
I had that happen. And I even sold it, but once I mainly got it for Star Wars Squadrons, but like the recent Starship Troopers game, it's a full 3D walking around. You're holding up the gun and shooting, reloading. The bugs are getting on you, and it's well done, very well done. Let's see. Okay, so then with the gaming aspect of it, there's Gundam games. Have you played Gundam Breaker 4?
No, that came out like right when I was getting involved, and I really want to get into it because I've seen some really cool stuff, and I know it's kind of more of a hack and slash, which usually I'm not for, but if I could build my own Gundam and then just, you know, beat up everybody, I'm down for that.
That's the way to look at it.
Yeah, that's
really
the whole gameplay loop.
It's there to build your Gunpla. And then I don't know if you heard that announcement of that Japanese only Vita seed game. Yeah, coming out here in May.
Yeah, I think I'll have to see some more of that, because that one also looks like another hack and slash, I think.
Yeah, it's more of a hack and slash, but those games do typically have a stronger.
Yeah, it's a little more dialed in than like a Breaker title Dynasty Warriors Gundam series. That's obviously like a hack and slash.
Yeah.
But like anything from that era, which I think you're going to experience, like if you start playing through those those PS2, PS3 era games, you're going to find that, like, you know, they're definitely third-person action games, but they have a little bit more structure to them.
I gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good way to put it. They do really, yeah, have a lot more structure to them. A lot of them I learned from Steven because, you know, he was into Gundam already during that time when those games were coming out.
And, yeah, during the dark times. So, the Empire.
That's what I was going to ask. So have you been into Gundam for like quite some time then?
Yeah, I'm like the 98 old head that like, so you, I think Adam will tell you that the first Gundam game he played was actually, didn't realize it was a Gundam game. It was Side Stories Rise from the Ashes on Dreamcast. That was also my first Gundam game. But I knew what Gundam was at the time. I just was only into Gundam Wing at that point. And so I'm playing this game and I'm like, where the F is the Wing Gundam? This sucks. Like, what's a GM?
Yeah.
but yeah, no, it's there was like a Gundam drought, I want to say, through the like early 2000s in the West, where just all the best games were all Japanese only.
I believe it. That's, I feel like that's a lot of like, I guess Gundam's not a niche, but like different franchises that originated there in Japan, a lot of that stuff was kind of locked. So like, I don't know, we don't know how Western markets are going to find this. And
it's, yeah, like a, and sometimes it doesn't make sense the way they do it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Fire Emblem, I'm big into Fire Emblem too. And that was, yeah, I remember that was early 2000s was nothing here. You had Roy and Marth and Smash Bros, and that was it.
Exactly. So were you aware of Fire Emblem before Smash, or...
Age with I'm only 25, so at that time it was like I knew the characters in the game, but I didn't realize that they were from other games. It's like, oh, these are my Smash Bros. Characters, you know?
Yeah, neither, right.
Yeah.
For me, I think I started Fire Emblem. I think it was Game Boy Advance was my first Fire Emblem game. I don't play many turn-based games. It's very, like, I do like Fire Emblem. I do like the, have you played the SDG Generation line of games? I don't know if you've seen those.
I don't think I have.
No. Okay, look up.
Get on your phone right now.
That's why, yeah.
SDG Generation Genesis, because it is a turn-based strategy game.
Yeah.
Where,
it's coming to mobile now.
Yeah, that SD, Eternal.
Generation Eternal.
Ooh. Hey, Steven, do you happen to know when it's supposed to come out, or is it just they're doing the pre-registration right now?
Just the pre-registration, but as you might know, obviously, like, they're running a pre-registration campaign, so the more people pre-register, the more, like, perks that you get at launch. So it's pretty exciting. Yeah. I think, like, all but one perk has been unlocked, and so it's like, as soon as the game comes out, you're going to get, like, a whole bunch of free tokens and free suits and all this stuff. It does have I think that the mobile version is going to have a bit of a gotcha element to it, but to Adam's point, G-Generation Genesis and G-Generation Crossrays, both, I think, are on Switch.
Yeah, Switch, Vita. For sure, on Switch, PS4, maybe both of them. Crossrays is on PC.
Yeah.
And you can buy, I guess the Switch, it's officially in North America in Switch, but there's an English version if you want it on PS4.
Interesting. Or the Vita version.
Vita version.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's funny. I have, you know, I had that too, and I was looking up to buy a Vita again, and it's like 200 plus if I'm really going to.
And you got to get the big battery that's specific to it. And
here's the thing. I had sold my entire video game collection, and then this time last year, I rebought a 3DS because that was the one that it's hard to emulate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
3D. But now I'm thinking, having that Vita, because that Gundam game does have the cross save with the PlayStation version.
Wow.
So you could play on the console, play on Vita.
That would be nice, man.
Yeah.
That looks right up my alley. I'm definitely going to check that out because that and XCOM. You guys ever played XCOM?
Oh, yeah.
Those are some of my favorites. Just so that cool. Might be getting into gacha. I'm usually not into gacha, but that
I think that's I don't know. The G Generation series is really good about this because it's similar to Fire Emblem. Like, obviously, if you lose a unit in game, you don't lose the pilot, but you do lose that suit.
Okay.
So there is a bit of permadeath. You can always rebuild it, but the idea that if you've been building up your you know, whatever it is, like if it's the Psycho Zaku or something, it's like, oh man, I've got a level 18 Psycho Zaku, and then it gets nuked by a tornado.
Gosh. Yeah, and it's funny, SDG Generation has some DLC where it's like a Haro level that can get you a bunch of coins, so then you can kind of level up your suits. Because I was using the Advance of Zeta suit. Are you familiar with Advance of Zeta? Have you seen? That'll be something down the line, because one of the offshoots of the various things like Universal Century is the Advance of Zeta, which, you know, it was a manga, a novel, where it took place before Zeta, but it was like the Titans developing these insane suits like the Hazel.
Wacky.
Oh, that's where these come from.
Yeah, exactly. Oh. That's something we should jump down the rabbit hole, no pun intended, because the rabbits, it's the names of the suits are based on that story.
Okay. Watership Down.
Watership Down, yeah. Yeah, so check that out sometime.
I'm not super familiar with a lot of the like extra, like you know, the manga or the books. Like, I know there's a whole wing set of manga Glory of the Losers. Yeah, that makes Wing. I don't know if you can see it back there. I got Endless Waltz on VHS. And
I was going to say, Zionic Shadow in chat was shouting you out for that. And like, my man's an OG. He's got Wing on VHS. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
That honestly was like the hardest thing about watching Gundam, like, you know, in the early 2000s. Like I said, it's like my brothers and I, we would wait for the VHSs to come out. And it was like, we had to watch three whole episodes and then nothing for like another 6 months.
You get to watch them on repeat, know every single frame, right?
But you see, I missed that because you really soaked it in. Mm-hmm. You soaked in all elements. Yeah.
Same thing with like gaming back then. You know, if you get your one game on your birthday or whatever, doesn't matter if it's a bad game or not, that's your game and you're going to know it inside and out.
Well, and to your point, like, you know, no, I don't think gaming is dead, but maybe just our attention spans are so fried nowadays that like we can't appreciate a good game, and we're kind of spoiled for choice. Like,
if I grew up with a Game Pass, I would have been, I don't know what I would have done, because that's having that many fingers or games on your fingertips is crazy to think about.
You know, I have kids and they just play a couple games. It's like the free to play games or something. Mm-hmm. It's interesting how it's just more about having a PC also. I wanted to talk about this Gundam Next Future final. So I don't know anything about it except that on the 24th, there's going to be the Gunpla 45th anniversary thing. The main thing that I saw on there was this Mobile Suit Crossbone Gundam 30th anniversary special stage, which I think it's interesting to have a hour dedicated to Crossbone.
Right.
It's just showing off something.
Something with no anime.
I mean, like, I really wonder if we're going to get an announcement of a show or a series or something. I mean, I know there's always rumors, but because they've been talking about doing this next 100 for a while and an hour dedicated to talk about Crossbone.
That's another one that's only got a manga, right?
Like, yeah.
Yeah. Because I've seen that, and I was like, where can I watch this guy? Because I've seen the Windmill Gundam, but I've seen the Crossbone. I'm like, where is this guy from?
That's Universal Century, too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's one of the longest-running mangas. I think, like, what was the first one? It was, like, 86 or something like that.
Oh, yeah, that's right, because it's the 30th anniversary. Yeah, yeah, that's... So,
yeah, I mean, to this day, there have been offshoots. Like, I think the most recent new Crossbone started in, like, 2011, I want to say. I'm sure Shirtlad will correct us in chat.
No, but it's pretty cool because I like another element of Gundam and Universal Century I like is, like, future Universal Century, which is, like, you know, the F-91... The Victory. Steve is not a big fan of that stuff. I was like, make fun of it, but I like it because I think of it, okay, what's the future like where, you know, of Gundam? And it's so Crossbone, it takes some from, you know, the F-91 kind of stuff. There's a Crossbone Vanguard. It kind of shows another element because part of a pirate Gundam is kind of goofy. You know, I can't say it's funny because I wouldn't say I'm 100% on board for something like that, but I have the metal build, I have the real grade, so you know. But I don't know, Steven, from what you know, what are the possibilities of them announcing like a show or series?
I would be very surprised if they were going to do any kind of animated.
Okay, yeah. So you're probably thinking it's not going to happen.
No, we might be lucky to get like some translate, like some legit translations, as opposed to, you know, the fan translations that Xeonic Scans has put out.
Okay.
Maybe some new Gunpla. I don't know.
No, that's I like that idea. Then it's like, this is a Japanese sort of festival. Is it made for a worldwide audience?
That's true.
Okay, so here's the other thing. One, there's the Gundam Next Future final. Like, does it mean they're going to be done doing this project? Like, never mind. We're not going to come out with these projects. And you know what I mean?
So I guess what is, I guess I'm not as familiar with Gundam Future. What exactly is Gundam
Future? Was this thing they announced where it was like they were going to start talking about Gundam stories that happen, you know, in the future. Like, and sometimes you'll see like 100 next to it because it's like 100 years you see in the future.
And they have that the Next Future Pavilion where they have that, it's that RX-78 with like the blue. So it's the moving Gundam, the FF00, but they added some like special, like they're calling it like psycho frame plates, like kind of similar to what you see on the narrative Gundam, but they're blue. And I think it has like a wing backpack, like.
That's right.
They basically took the moving Gundam and then made it a statue at this new pavilion, and that's where they've been airing all of like the like that ALC encounter.
And don't worry, I'm just as confused.
I don't know what any of it means. I just know that
it's there.
There's a thing there.
And
something about a Twitch model, Lala, like e-girl Lala dancing on a cell phone, something like that.
Yeah, well, and that's another cool thing about Gundam is you might have noticed that they're always announcing things. Yeah. There's always something. Oh, so like GQuax, is it playing anywhere around you?
Yeah, I think I can go to, I think in like Wichita or Kansas City, they're going to have them.
Yeah.
And I've definitely, that's next weekend, I think.
Let's
call it like the beginning or whatever the movie's called. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Definitely gonna go try to go see that because I don't know about you guys, but I like the design of those suits.
I do too. I mean, I like that it doesn't look like Gundam necessarily because this is an alternate UC. Leave my UC a certain way. You know, like if you're gonna do that, make it alternate and that's okay. Do you like Evangelion?
Love Evangelion.
That's cool because I just started watching it about a month ago. You know, maybe halfway through, and I'm really liking it. I was actually surprised. At first, I was really bored, and then I kind of understood what it's doing. It's a vibe show. You have to be in a vibe.
It's a vibe show till it isn't. I'll say that. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So next up is some of the announcements they have for these kits. They have this high grade military and police Zaku from GQuax, which is pretty cool. And I guess it really just takes the Zaku design and it's like, they just did something different with the legs, the waist and legs.
And then I kind of like the thicker torso too. It's kind of almost like all bubbly almost, this whole kit, like very stark versus the very like, I guess like slashy and very like angular design of the GQuax, I feel.
Yeah. And Steven, like, I feel like you'd hate this.
I do. No. Okay. No, yeah, you know what? The more I look at it, the more it evokes that sort of like body horror style anime. Like it looks like something out of like Akira.
Yeah. Completely agree.
So,
and that's kind of what I'm digging about this show because it's got that angle to it. Especially looking at the face. You know, of the, like on the Red Gundam, just the, what the eye or the mouth is supposed to look like, you know, it just makes it look all.
Yeah. All spider faced.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I just love the Elmeth bits on the shoulders. I love that idea.
That's a pretty cool touch.
Yeah. Okay. So this stuff is pretty cool, I guess, but you know, building people is actually kind of fun. I've built a couple.
But I've never seen any interest in that, in my opinion.
And I didn't at first. It came over time. And there's another one. There's a pilot. There's two pilot characters that just got released recently from Double Zeta and Seed Freedom. And I want to get them because I also like action figures.
Mm-hmm.
And so it kind of.
I guess that makes sense. Yeah.
So, okay, I'll be honest. As a gun cannon interpretation, I think this is not cool, but I think it looks cool on its own.
What's funny is, like, to me, this is probably the least offensive design from the from what we've seen.
Well, and for me, it's this isn't interesting as what the gun cannon is supposed to represent. And maybe I'm thinking of it too deeply, because it looks a little sturdier than the other ones, but I would think they'd maybe go in far in a direction of, okay, what would an artillery type, you know,
maybe like really emphasize, like, I know the G-Quax has like those big hoofs almost, maybe using that as like a stand to kind of really fire that big gun.
Yeah, that's
it. Yeah, I want to get one cannon. Like, how are you going to be a gun cannon with one cannon?
Yeah.
But Beam Saber, though, was interesting, though, for the gun cannon. I didn't think of that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And chest canisters? What do you think is inside of those?
Oh, hey, you know what I just realized? Oh, yeah, the chest canisters. Yeah. It's called the light cannon. So that's neat. That's a whole different type of cannon. There you go.
There might be a more heavy duty version then.
Yeah. And so that explains the lightsaber. And yeah, those canisters, that's pretty interesting. All right. And so, some decals. I thought I saw something too, where there's also some Seed Freedom decals that they're releasing for like the Rising.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah. So
what it seems like is high grade, they'll release high grade kits, but then they'll also sell stickers for them separately, which, that's cool that they do that. It's just, it would be neat if they just included them.
Yeah.
Or they sold them with them, you know. But
I feel like that's the biggest complaint I've seen about people from Bandai is just that, why is this not already included in the kit, or why is this separate, you know?
Yeah. Okay, so there's some option parts set here for some Gunpla. Oh, the MGSD Aerial. I enjoyed building the clear type Freedom. Is that something you're into?
I don't like the clear Gundam so much, but I do want this kit. I am a bit upset that we don't have a master grade of this, but we're getting a master grade SD, so I guess we'll take it, because I really like the Witch from Mercury designs a lot.
Have you seen that Full Mechanics one?
That's
like
yes, I've seen that one. But it's,
I've never built one like that, so I'm not too sure.
It's a bit out of my price range right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So this is a cool one to me, because this is, you know, reminiscent of those crazy double Zeta suits where they really went, in that direction, and I like it. And this looks good, because I'm also into the Robot Spirits action figures. I don't know if you've seen those. They have, like, the Ver anime, so they look just like they are in the anime. And I get that vibe from this. Now, I don't know if...
The coloring is, like, perfect. Like, proportions,
That dark green specifically is just very, like, it.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially in contrast to that lighter green. Like, this looks like a fun kit to build.
Yeah.
So, and surprisingly, I'm not a fan of Wing, but this stood out to me for some reason. And I guess this is actually the TV version, and they never did that.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And I think it's got new transforming gimmicks as far as like the Wavebird is designed. Hopefully they're going a better direction with this than they did with the Verka Zeta, but you know, we'll see what happens.
Okay. Yeah, I know that I've built the high grade, and I've transformed the Robot Spirits, the Metal Robot Spirits of that, and it's easy and great transformation. So, but with the real grade, there's just so many pieces. I get it. I bet it makes it a bit challenging. So,
but now you can actually recreate the television finale with your Epion.
There you go.
There we go. Yeah, that Epion, that real great Epion is.
that's on my wish list.
Yeah. Here's those decals. That's pretty cool, because I have the Rising Freedom, and I was thinking of getting some decals for it. Because I have some high grades that I'll go back to, and I'll be like, I could probably now with my new skills do something more with it. So that just about does it through the end of the show here. So Hadouken, it was great for you to be on. So let me ask you, like, what are your plans then with your channel? What is it you're trying to do?
Really just kind of trying to I know it's like the cliche bit, but right. But like build an audience and like just have people, cause I'm so new to the hobby and from, you know, comments and stuff that I see, a lot of other people that are watching me are new to the hobby as well. And just kind of getting people interested in Gunpla, really, whether that be, you know, with the shorts I'm doing, or like, I'm going to be doing a video about the real great new Gundam, and just kind of, you know, my journey with each kid, kind of thoughts I have, and just hoping to inspire others to do the same. To get into the hobby, because I like it and I think it's like, it's not like any other hobby in my opinion. And so I just want to get people into it, really.
Now I have a follow-up question to that is like, have you built any non-Bandai model kits yet?
I did build a, I don't know if this would count or not, but I built like an AliExpress bootleg.
Oh no, that's cool. What one was it?
Does count.
Of the Nautilus. From Double O, and it was hot garbage.
I think you had a video or short of that.
Yeah, I did a little short on that one because it was it's not good. A lot of.
We've both gotten bootlegs, and they actually didn't turn out too bad. So it probably depends on the kit.
Yeah,
I was gonna say I've heard people say there's a Spartan that bootleg.
Yeah,
is not
there's
too
a
bad.
Spartan that's supposed to be good. Yeah,
I did see a. Mazinger, is that the name of the saw one of those and that looked pretty interesting, but
so well if I can make a recommendation, get your hands on one of the Kotobukiya like Metal Gear Rex model kits. They're very hard to find, but like whenever they are in stock, I think that they're actually price wise pretty in line with like a master grade.
Oh really?
That Metal Gear Rex is so sick.
I did not know that existed, but now that is automatically moved to the
See, that's I got you.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah, for sure.
That's awesome. Yeah, there's this cool little trifecta convergence, whatever, video games, Gundam, and you know, like our hobby and all that. It's kind of it's kind of funny how that is. Yeah, and that's why it's fun to talk Gundam. So it's really cool to have you on. And yeah, I suggest everyone that's watching it, check the link in the description for his channel. Check out his journey because it's been fun, you know, checking that out. Do you think you'll have any other type of content?
Yeah, I know I'm very honed in right now, but I do want to kind of expand a little bit, do maybe some videos on some of the games, and then maybe just on other stuff in general I'm doing. But you know, I think I have it in my bio that it's just whatever I'm hyper fixated on at the moment.
Dude, I get it. I know, that's really cool. So. Yeah, well, cool. Well, yeah, everyone, thanks for watching. Well, yeah, we'll be back next week with another episode. But until then, have a good one. See y'all.